There's the Meeseek bot, and
Hello.
so type stop recording when you want to stop. So the Meeseek bot will record us back and forth.
Right. Have you set
Or
him? Have you
channel.
set it off? What?
So this is how we'll do it. This is how we'll record our audio or any kind of two-person audio. We'll just record it in a channel, a private channel.
Are you doing it now?
Yeah, I'm recording right now with the
As
Meeseek
a
bot. It's
tester.
recording both of us. Yep, as a tester. See, the
Wow.
bot's in the
Now,
channel with us and it record both of us.
let's just have a little bit of back and forth because we don't want to sort of, we don't really want to delay, do we? So if I finish talking, can you pick it up now?
Yes. Yes, of course.
What
So like
about now?
yes.
Okay. And what about now?
Yes, Tavu, I can pick you up right away. But maybe we can start with something real quick, like what we were talking about. You are some sexy hot feuda woman. Let's say I am a really naughty mother, and me and you have been talking online for a bit, and we finally meet that night, and I have you come over. And my little daughter, let's just say she's about 12 years old, has been asking me a lot about trans and things like that in school, and a lot of her friends are trying to transition and stuff, and she wants to learn more about it. And I have you kind of come in there as like a teaching thing, and let's just say things go from teaching to a threesome.
Yeah. Now, I'm a sort of Amy Adams circa 2006 look. That's my sort of look that I
Oh,
go
okay.
for. Kind of shoulder length, you know, reddish hair, slightly androgynous, but definitely femme.
Yes.
But that's kind of my look. So I'm sure your daughter will look at me certainly when I come in and just see the outfit and see the hair. And I'll just look like mommy, you know. And we'll have to get to the surprise, you know,
I
when we
open the
start doing the.
door. I open the door and I let you in. And I say, honey, why don't you go ahead and meet my new friend? I remember you were talking about all the things happening in school with like transgender and non-binary and all the different sexualities and genders. And I decided that I would introduce you to my new friend. I met her online a little bit ago, and we've been chatting for a while.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Her
What's
name's
her name?
Alice.
Alice, are you a bit shy, darling? There's no need to be shy. Do you like my
Yeah.
clothes? Don't you think I look like your mummy? Right? Just like your mummy. I know. No. Well, I kind of used to be a boy. And now I'm a girl like you and mommy. What do you think,
Yeah,
mommy?
honey.
Is she ready to learn?
I think she's more than ready to learn all about it. So why don't we come over here and sit on the couch? And Alice, honey, I want you to sit right in between us. Just right here.
Come here, Alice. That's it. Just there, darling. Good girl. Well, Mummy, where do you think we should start? What have you told her so far?
Well, I told her that there are many, many different types of genders and sexuality. There's being bisexual, which is liking women and men. There's pansexual, like mommy is, where she likes women, men, anything. Absolutely anything. And it's okay. It's okay to have different sexualities. And I know a lot of people at school have been kind of making fun of some of the transgenders and not being very nice.
I know,
And
it's so mean, don't you think, Alice? Don't you think we should all be nice to everybody? Yeah. Would you like to be nice to me? I'd like to be nice with you. Are you sure? I don't think Mommy would mind.
kind of
Come on.
sneak my hand over on her. leg and start rubbing it. And I look at both of you and I say, I don't mind at all. I think we could all be really nice for each other.
I think that's a great idea. What's the matter, darling? Oh, yes. Well, we were going to get round to that, but it looks like it's come up a bit sooner than I anticipated. Yes, that's my kind of boy bulge. That's right, underneath my dress. Have you never seen one before? No, just mummy. Haven't you seen any of mummy's friends or boyfriends? No.
Mommy doesn't really bring a lot of people around these days, but her father ran out when she was quite young, so I don't think she's seen a lot of boy parts. Would you mind showing her?
Well, there's no need to be. Yeah, don't be scared, darling. Here, why don't you help me? That's it. If I just hitch up my dress, would you just put your little hands on those panties and just pull them down for me? Is a good girl. That's it. Don't be scared.
Yeah, mommy's
a little right bit here. Further. Hey, mommy.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for your little girl? Come on, Elias.
I'm all about it.
I know, it's very hard, isn't it? Imagine what it's like trying to keep that tucked away. It's very difficult, but when I get excited, there's just no holding it back. Just like boys. Boys like that, you know. Aren't they, Mommy?
Oh, yes. Boys want to stick it wherever they can. And you know that it's not much different for ladies with cocks either.
Exactly. Can you see how it's really hard? Alice, do you want to touch it? Yes, it's okay. I don't think your mummy minds.
I don't mind at all, Alice. I want you to touch it and feel it, because just like those naughty movies we've seen a few times. You remember those, don't you, sweetie?
I didn't know how much you were going to show her, Mommy. Mommy is so naughty.
I know.
Well, if you've seen those, Alice, then you know what to do, don't you, darling? Come here. That's it. Just put your little hands around it and feel how hard it is.
Oh, it's throbbing in your little hands.
Nice? It is, isn't it? Do you feel how hot it is? Yes. Now, what do little girls do to make boys happy? Do you know? What did you see in the movies that Mommy showed you? Yes, that's right. That's it. Put your tongue out.
Yes, it's a very good girl. And I told you lots about it. You know, maybe she needs a little help. Let me come on over there and get on my knees, too. I grab her hair with my hand and I just start to slowly put her down on your big lady cock.
Push that little mouth all the way down.
Yes, get all the way down her throat until we see your cock bulging in it.
Oh, yes, Mommy. Your little girl's going to be so happy when we finish with her.
She's going to know all about ladies with cocks after this.
Oh, she's choking. Let me just pull it out. Pull it out. Catch your breath, darling. There's a good girl. Back in, Mommy. Go on. Back in.
Yes. All the way down on it.
Yeah.
And I start
push that tiny little 12-year-old girl's mouth all the way down my gorgeous hard boy cock.
Yes. Yeah. That beautiful, teach them young, lady.
Get them used to it. Now, a lady cock is just like a boy cock, Alice. Just, that's it. Suck it. Keep sucking it. Show your mommy what a good girl you are.
Oh, you are being so good.
Make mommy proud, darling. Go on. That's it.
kind of cuffing your balls too and playing with them while sweet little Alice is just having her head being bopped up and down on your throbbing lady cock.
Back and forth. That little mouth getting filled up with 8 inches. A thick, hard cock.
Yeah.
Even a girly cock is making her throat bulge.
There's nothing better than a woman with a hard, throbbing cock.
Exactly. And your mummy there to help her little girl learn all about it. You think she's ready for fucking?
You know, I've kind of been sneaking my fingers down there a little and she's quite wet.
You dirty little girl, Alice. You're pretending to be all innocent. And look at your little cunt. It's all slick and wet. Come
it's
on.
Dripping.
Oh, you dirty little fucking slut. Come
you
on.
You know what dirty little sluts get, Alice?
Hold her down. Hold her down, Mummy. I'm going to fuck her with my girly cock. I'm going to rape that tiny little pussy.
Yes, rape that little 12-year-old cunt. Cock.
I'm going to fuck her nice and deep, Mommy. And push. Oh, I'm going to push it right up into her cervix.
And right, just to keep her nice and quieted down, I'm going to go ahead and sit right on her little face. Have my knees holding her arms down. And I'm going to lean over and give you a nice kiss on the lip.
Come here, darling. Yeah, grind your pussy into your little girl's mouth.
I can feel her crying and screaming and noisy.
I know, and I can feel her tight little cunny just gripping my cock. It wants to milk me. I know it does.
Yeah.
You want my sperm right up inside you, little girl. Don't you? What was that? I can't hear you. You're all muffled.
Yeah, under mommy's cunt.
Grind your cunt down on her, mummy. Get that big fat mummy cunt all over her face.
Yes, my juice. She's gonna taste me forever.
Oh yeah. Let me milk those mummy tits all over that little girl's belly. I kiss you, darling.
My mouth is just dripping down her belly. Down where her little 12-year-old cunt is.
Oh my god.
Acting as making it all wet. Hard, robbing girl cock.
Trickling down between her little cunt lips. I can feel it. Mummy's milk in between your legs, Alice. Can you feel it all wet? Oh.
Go you on, know you're enjoying this a lot. You know you're enjoying this a lot more than you're letting on, Alice. We can tell just by the how wet your little cunt is.
I know, and look how small she looks when we're both sitting on top of her.
Oh.
Look at a tiny little frame. You see those tiny little girl tits of hers?
I know, just barely out. Even a B cup.
I know, just little firm buds on that tiny, slender little 12-year-old frame.
Yes, those puffy little nipples getting nice and hard for us.
Oh, Mama, you have got such a good girl. Alice, you are making Mummy so proud.
Yes, you are, sweetie. You keep licking Mummy's cunt.
Go on, darling. Lick your Mummy's wet pussy.
Make
your
me
little
come,
funny
Alice.
We could both come on her at the same time.
Let's do it, honey. I want you to fill her little fucking 12-year-old cunt right up. Once you breed my little girl.
Oh, should we make her pregnant with a little baby?
We should.
Would you like to have a baby for Mummy?
Yeah, you, just like those little dolls you play with, except something
exactly. and I pushed her legs right back now. Just lean my whole cock right up inside her little cunt. Oh, do you know how good it feels to have your cock inside a little girl's cunny? That's something that Mummy will never be able to do. But you know, us lady girls, lady cocks, we get the best of both worlds.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
Mummy, Robin Cock.
Wouldn't you love to be able to fuck your little girl like this?
I would, but I'm happy to watch you fuck her like this.
Exactly.
With your big tits and your throbbing cock.
Pull her legs back. Pull her legs back, Mommy.
Let me hold them for you.
Hold them right back. You see her little slit? That tiny little innocent girl slit. I'm going to violate it. I'm going to rape it. I'm going to come inside her and make her a little cock whore. Train her up good.
Make her a little cum dumpster for all the lady boys.
We'll train her well, and she can be a little milker, can't she? She can be the cum cow.
Yes.
Alice the cum cow. Oh, fuck. Oh, she's so tight, Mommy. She's so tight.
Okay, come here. Let me hold your head. Yes. Thrust.
I'm going to fill her up. I'm going to fill her up.
Yeah, fill her up. Fill up her little 12-year-old body. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Do it, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to make her pregnant. I'm going to make your little girl pregnant with my pedo cum.
Yeah, give her all that fucking pedophile cum. Drink all of my cunt juice while she's
I'm just going to push my spunk right up into her tiny little womb. Make her pregnant with that cum.
Yes.
Make her have a little rape baby for us to play with.
We'll raise it just to be a little whore, just like her.
Rape baby.
Rape baby.
Rape baby. I think that's kind of, you don't really go down there, do you?
I do, actually. I do the rape babies in a way, but I won't like rape the baby, though, you know? But I'll talk about putting a baby into someone and, like, you know. Sometimes I'll touch on it a bit, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I get them to go very low in their ages. Some of them with me. So how was that then? That was okay.
I think that was okay.
A first time?
Yeah, for a first time playing off of each other, I thought we improv'd quite well, actually. And you kind of really took over the show, and I felt like I was more of a side piece, but I kind of wanted that. I kind of wanted to see, you know, you really know how to take over a show. My God, you are good. You are really good at that. And which is a good thing to have.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I think I might actually just post this recording and just tell everybody, you know, hey, here's just our first time just trying to, you know, wing something together with each other and just see how it unfolded, you know?
Well, you can listen back to it. If you think it's something worth putting up, then I'm happy with it. It's fine.
I probably won't post it on Pissed Audio or anything, but I will post it, you know, in the free audios channel just for people to be like, oh,
yeah,
this is what they sound like together. Yeah, in the server.
Did my orgasm sound realistic?
Yes, I loved it.
Oh, good. See, now there were times during that when I was getting hard.
Really?
Yeah, and so I was having a little play, kind of when I was really getting into, and then it would go away again, and then it would, and then as soon as we kind of finished the role play, it's gone, it's all gone. But in that moment, it triggers that thing in me sometimes.
Oh.
I got a little twitchy there a couple of times.
Actually, I got a little wet myself there. I got a little twitchy myself there a couple of times. I was quite a lot of fun with that. Yeah. Your voice is very sensual. And just thinking about, you know, just it didn't even matter her age or anything, but just thinking about some girl underneath us just getting just fucked, you know, every which way from Sunday. While we make out over her and, you know, my titties are draining milk onto her and just doing this whole thing. I thought it was just really fun and sensual and just kind of extremely erotic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, we rolled into that one fairly easy. I don't think it would take a huge amount. Similar scenario, but maybe just fleshed out you know, with a sort of beginning and an end and a couple of places that we want to hit on the way. Because if you're going to do, do you do your audios, do you sort of do them to fit into a certain time, or do you just do them and then
play those I do kind of do them to fit into a certain time, but sometimes they will go longer actually every now and then than the customer asks for, only for the fact because I feel like I'm on a roll and I'll kind of keep going for a little bit while I'm on that roll until I can finish it up nicely with a little bow on top, you know? I want to make sure when something's finished up, it's finished up well. It's, you know, it's got a nice little bow tied on the top of the package. It's a nice present to present, you know?
Yeah. So for